Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our newly born Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
This past week, I started a one-week free trial of the streaming service Hulu. I did this so I could watch my beloved Hawkeyes almost lose the Outback Bowl. Needless to say, it was a nail-biter of a game. But after the game, I noticed that you could also stream movies with this subscription, so I watched Star Trek Into Darkness. Now, this is the second movie reboot of the original Star Trek series. And if you remember your old Star Trek movies, this would be rebooting The Wrath of Khan. Now, just for the record, I think The Wrath of Khan is the superior movie. However, the theme of Star Trek Into Darkness, I felt really compelled to talk about this week. It really spoke to me because it explores how we respond to the unknown. Whether we respond to the unknown with fear or with hope. And I think the reason why it spoke to me this week was because I think all of us go into darkness or the unknown each day of our lives. And the way we respond to this really shapes who we are, our relationships, and ultimately the world we live in. Now, if you're taking notes, I would like to give you the answer for the first one. And for the first question, it's scary walking into the unknown or darkness. Again, it's scary walking into the unknown or darkness. And as I was telling the kids, I think all of us here have started a new grade in school before, or maybe a new job, or we moved to a new town. Or maybe life began again after a loved one had died. The normal we have was changed. And now we're beginning a new routine, a new normal, where we are uncertain of how things are going to go. Now, there are two different ways we can handle this type of stress. We can either look at it with fear or with hope. When we look at it with fear, we might have to turn to various coping mechanisms like drugs and alcohol, which help us escape our stress. Or maybe instead we lash out at people around us to boost our sagging self-esteem. Or maybe it isn't even that overt, in that we simply turn into ourselves and push away all the ones around us so we don't have to deal with the new stress, the new normal. And this is what can happen when we let fear dictate how we react to the darkness, to uncertainty. So what about hope? How does hope work? Or probably more importantly, where does hope come from? And I think today's gospel lesson does a great job of talking about using hope to walk into our darkness, into our uncertainty. Now, if you have your Bible apps, I'd like you to open them to Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 23. Which, if you have the Pew Bible in front of you, starts on page 783 and finishes up on 784 of your Pew Bibles. Again, 783 and 784 of those black Pew Bibles. And as you're getting there, I want to talk very briefly about one of the misconceptions around this text. We often think of the song, We Three Kings, when we hear this text, right? We three kings of Orient are, bearing a gifts, we travel afar. Well, when we actually read the text, we see that there are magi, magicians, or astrologers from Persia. The king's narrative comes from a 3rd century Christian tradition, which confuses an Old Testament story. You see, back in King Solomon's time, the Queen of Sheba came to visit Solomon and gave him gold and spices. And this story is referenced in the books of Isaiah, as well as the book of Psalms. It's a way that we should know when the Messiah is coming. And it was understood that the Messiah will be given gold, like when the Queen of Sheba gave Solomon gold. So it's easy to see why the Magi have been often thought of as kings, even though they are not ones. So let's start off in verse 1. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is this child who was born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." Now there's a lot going on in this, just this part of the text. The Magi, which we don't know the exact count of because Matthew never tells us, comes to talk to King Herod. And just so you know, Herod is a very cruel person. He's known for persecuting and executing people on a whim. Evidence of this was recorded by the Jewish historian Josephus, who said that at one Passover celebration, Herod executed over 300 people. So this took a lot of courage to do, to talk to a king about finding his possible replacement. I mean, what gave them this courage in the first place? To leave their homes many hundreds of miles away to come to a distant land, to look for a child that they've never met, and to talk to a king who was as ruthless as Herod. God did. God had given them the courage to go into the unknown. God was with them as they talked to the person who could have easily have killed them, let alone just talked to them. Into this uncertainty, the Magi had hope because they trusted in God for directions, and we can even say for their very lives. Herod responded to the request by sending them to Bethlehem and telling them that when they had found the baby, to let him know so that he too can give the baby a special gift. Notice he didn't say what he was going to give him. Later on, the Magi found the baby and gave Jesus and his family their special gifts. And I want you to drop down to verse 12. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their country by another road. The Magi went into uncertainty by trusting in God, and God walked through the uncertainty with them, eventually leading them home by another route, so that they didn't have to deal with Herod again. This wasn't to say that they didn't have a harrowing adventure there or back. But the big thing out of this is God didn't desert them at all during their journey. And this is a characteristic we have seen about God time and time again. God is our hope in uncertain times. In fact, we don't have to go much farther in the text to see this case again, if you jump down to verse 13. Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt. They left at night. They literally were walking into darkness because of the danger they were in. They didn't have a car back then. They didn't have headlights. They didn't have streetlights. So this first century task of walking in darkness was very dangerous because there were bandits and wild animals that lurked in the darkness. However, God was there hand in hand with Joseph and his family into this situation. Now, we don't hear what it was like walking and riding over 150 miles to get to Egypt with a very young infant. I know as a parent myself, going 12 miles with a young infant is never easy. We don't hear how long it took for Joseph to get a job. We don't hear where they found a house or shelter. But what we do know is that they made it, and that God walked with them each step of the way. We know that God honored God's promise to be there in the midst of that darkness. And we're reminded today of this promise. We know it to be true because of the birth we celebrate, the birth of Jesus. And again, if you're taking notes, I'd like you to write this down. Christ is our light. Christ is our light. If you ever wondered about the promises of God, you can see them fulfilled in Christ, who is our light. You can write this down for your last question. The light shines in the darkness, and you can finish it with me, and the darkness cannot overcome it. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Jesus is our fulfillment of God's promise to walk with us in the darkness of our lives, in the uncertainty of our lives. Notice I didn't say that God takes away the darkness of our lives. Notice I didn't say that God takes away the uncertainty of our lives. God does something even better. God promises to walk with us through the darkness and uncertainty of our lives. But here's the hard part. Do we trust God enough to do this? Do we trust God enough that when we begin to walk in the darkness, into our uncertainty, that we extend our hands to Jesus or to God? What's stopping us? I think it's that fear we talked about earlier. It's easier not to reach out our hands because then we don't have control. If I follow my fear, I take my steps to battle the uncertainty, my steps to battle the darkness. Unfortunately, we have seen how unsuccessful we have been when we have done that. Trusting in fear instead of hope. We see that as a people, we suffer from drug and alcohol abuse, depression, anxiety, and loneliness. Fear doesn't work. But what is stopping you today in holding out your hand and saying, God, I need your help going through this darkness, through this uncertainty. God, I know you will be with me. Help me. Guide me. We know here that God is going to be with us. However, it's hard to let this knowledge fall to where it needs to go, which is down here. So how about on this day where we celebrate Epiphany, the day that the divine showed up in the form of Christ, why don't we extend out our hands? What if we allowed the light of who Christ is to burn within us? What if we decide to give up control and depend on God? How would our lives be different? How would they be better? How would it feel knowing that you don't go through life's uncertainties alone? I don't know about you, but I think it would be a pretty good feeling. So as we begin this new year, let's take the time to extend our hands and give control to God. Let us take the time to open our Bibles. Let us take the time to pray. Let us take the time to support one another into our uncertainties. Because when we do this, we change. Our world changes, and the light of Christ burns away the darkness. No matter how dark it gets, we always have the light of Christ showing us the way. Will you extend your hand and let God take control in 2019? The light of the world is here. Let's extend our hands. Amen.